You need to move. No one's going to be moving for you. The only one who moves is yourself. And if you think some pair of goggles or something's going to change your life, it's not. You got to work out, right? Like sometimes, you know, look, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Like people are trying to reinvent like the basics of like working out and exercise. Sometimes sticking to the basics is all you need to do to get great results. It's really not that. It's like, this is not rocket science. It's pretty simple, you know?
Welcome to the Wits and Weights podcast. I'm your host, Philip Pape, and this twice-a-week podcast is dedicated to helping you achieve physical self-mastery by getting stronger, optimizing your nutrition, and upgrading your body composition. We'll uncover science-backed strategies for movement, metabolism, muscle, and mindset with a skeptical eye on the fitness industry so you can look and feel your absolute best. Let's dive right in. Wits and Weights community, welcome to another episode of the Wits and Weights podcast. Today, I'm talking with Josh York, the dynamic founder and CEO of Gym Guys, a mobile in-home fitness training provider with over 150 locations across 30 states and 3 countries. I brought Josh on the show so you can learn about a brand new way to work out from home. Now, maybe it's not new to you, but it was to me. And I want you to discover the journey behind Gym Guys' rise to a global fitness brand, their unique model. I want you to learn about Josh's intense personal health regimen, how he balances everything, his views on the fitness industry, and practical strategies related to strength training, building muscle, optimizing your fitness. Starting from a simple idea at his parents' dining room table, Josh catapulted Gym Guys into an international fitness phenomenon, featured on the Inc. 500's list of fastest growing private companies. His journey has redefined the fitness landscape with Gym Guys' innovative mobile in-home training model, bringing personalized fitness solutions right to your doorstep. Josh also has what some might call an insane daily routine. He sleeps 4 to 5 hours a night, has a rigorous 4 a.m. workout, followed by sauna, 27-degree cold plunge, all kind of crazy stuff we're going to get into today. And as a motivational speaker and author, Josh lives a life fueled by passion and purpose, inspiring others with his journey and embodying the ethos of pushing boundaries and reimagining possibilities. Josh, welcome to Wits and Weights.
Oh, thank you very much, Philip. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, man. So let's just get right into the whole Gym Guys concept, how you started it, expanded it. We'll learn about you along the way, but I know folks are like, what is this if they've never heard of it? And how did you build it? What kind of resistance did you get along the way?
Yeah, so I started this in my parents' dining room in 2008. Started with a laptop and a vision, and the vision's always been to be the largest fitness brand in the world. And we are the largest in-home and on-site personal training, let alone personal training company in the world. And soon we will be the largest fitness brand in the world. We're continuing to grow rapidly. Big year for us, 2023. We opened up new locations, over 203 new cities we expanded into this year. And next year, we're going to double that. So very exciting time for us. But for me, I've always been a trainer, love helping people, love changing lives. But being a personal trainer, I always like to say, is just like being a doctor. A doctor without patients is unemployed. And a trainer without clients is unemployed. And I used to always say, how can I make money when I'm not working? But, you know, the problem is a lot of people who are in the personal training space don't realize, like, they're very, you know, short term. They don't think long term. So they look at it, you know, because look, honestly, you know, until we've like created this, personal training has always been like a job. You know, you can't really make a real strong career out of it.
Sure.
You know, unless you get into like, you know, well, honestly, not even if you get into the celebrity stuff side of it, because you're going to have an expiration date. And I tell everybody that. We've created a career path here where people start as trainers, part-time, go to full-time, become territory managers, area managers, general managers, then franchise owners. But how it all happened was I was training pretty much out of high school. I started in high school and I was doing very well, very, very well. I was making high six figures as a personal trainer, and I gave it all up to take a $30,000 marketing job because that's what I was taught. You know, you go to school and you get a 9-to-5 job, and I'll never forget that first day I walked into that office. The negative energy was literally pouring down the walls. It was just horrible. Everyone's miserable. Everyone hates Mondays. Wednesday's a little bit better. And today, people are bouncing off the walls, right? And if you live for 2 days a week for the rest of your life, I'm telling you right now, you are broken. And you better figure something out because you need to be happy with what you do. And I said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I got to go back into fitness. I always figure things out. There's always a way. Every no always gets me closer to a yes. And started building on my clients again, right? I gave up all my clients. So I had to start from scratch. And one of my clients at the time came in late and said, Josh, I wish you didn't come to my house. I just don't have any equipment. I was like, wow, this is like the most simplest idea. No one has ever professionalized this service. No one's ever franchised it. I'm going to do it. Got a van, stocked it with enough equipment to provide you a fantastic workout 365 days a year, backed by our three C's, convenient, customized, and creative workouts. Came up with the name Gym Guys as an acronym for Get You Motivated. Goals uniquely yours, zero excuses. The van started out white, eventually went to red. Red's our color. And I said, I'm going to go out there and service clients. I started driving up and down the expressway and slowly but surely started getting calls. And the demand was incredible. Got another van. Started franchising in 2014. We are now franchising. Once March hits, we'll be franchising now. March is like kind of when we officially sold our first franchise. But as soon as January 1 hits, it'll be 10 years we've been franchising. And today we are the largest in-home and on-site personal training company in the world. And we service over thousands of cities. We're in multiple countries. We'll be expanding into more countries this year. We're in 30 states and rapidly growing. And it's super exciting. And that's kind of how it started. And that's where we are today.
Yeah. So what I take from that is you love what you do, for sure. You're super passionate about it. I'm assuming you bring that energy to the business, and then it percolates down to the people taking advantage of this and with the red vans coming to your doorstep. So I know a lot of folks like myself haven't really heard of the actual model, and they're thinking, what is this, right? Because we usually have a few options. We either go to a gym, and you hear people complain all the time, like the commute and the culture of the gym, you know, especially women with the intimidation factor of the gym sometimes. Maybe there's not one near them, or they often don't have power racks and things that they need for like a good workout. Then you have, well, I live in an apartment. I don't have much space. You know, I can't build out a gym in my house, or I don't have the money to afford it. So it sounds like this fills a big gap that I hadn't even thought of. And like you said, it's a simple idea, but those are sometimes the best ones, right? Nobody's serving. So tell us about the specific concept. How does it work? How does it, you know, what's unique just from the time somebody looks you guys up till they get their training session done?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first visit we always give out is free. So they're going to get three assessments, a body assessment, nutritional assessment, and a fitness assessment. Learn more about themselves. We're going to obviously get some information about themselves, take some inch measurements, go through their fat, skeletal muscle, visceral fat, BMI, so on and so forth. That's done through our high-tech body analysis machine we use. Then we go through nutrition. We do have a whole nutritional platform and also meals as well if clients are interested in that. And we put them through a fitness evaluation where we test them in 15 different categories. Based upon that, we then customize the program for each person and, you know, get them going. And that's what it's all about. And I always say it's great to make a living, much better to make a difference. We are in a business of changing lives and helping people, and we love it. We love what we do.
So what if somebody says, okay, I specifically want to do these kinds of workouts, right? I want to work on the big lifts, right? Or I want to use progressive overload with certain, like a bodybuilding style programming. Do you offer the programming? Is it custom programming? Is it templates? Do you work with others' programs and bring the equipment? Like, how does that all work?
Yeah, it's all custom. Everything's custom. You know, the majority of our clients, you know, are not bodybuilders, right? Like, we don't have many bodybuilders as clients. You know, the majority of our clients are people who are looking to increase their fitness, their lifestyle, be healthy, live a healthy lifestyle, you know, build some nice lean muscle tone. But then again, we do have, you know, sometimes some clients that come on, they want to, you know, get stronger, and we do that too. But people don't realize, like, you know, health is not just about lifting heavy weights, right? Health's being overall healthy and fit, right? Like, can you run a mile? You know, can you go up the stairs without huffing and puffing? Can you also do an exercise for 15, 20 reps and build that muscle endurance? You know, there's lots of different avenues of what it takes to really be a fit individual. But we're creating a healthy lifestyle for people, and that's what we do.
Okay, yeah. I really want to get more specific, though, man. Like, if someone wants to they do want to lift weights and they do want to do, you know, get overall fit, what does the equipment look like? Like, I'm just trying to imagine, how does it come out of the van? How does it get constructed? Like, what does it look like?
We have 365 pieces of equipment in our vehicle. Everything's from dumbbells, weights, body bars, pool equipment, isometrics, plyometrics, boxing equipment, agility, Pilates, you name it. Everything is in that vehicle. You know, we have barbells, you know, cambered bars, everything. There's enough weight in there to do whatever you want to do, right? So all that's there. And obviously based on the workout and based on what you're doing that day, based on the customized program that we're giving you, there's no template. Everything's customized through us.
Sure.
You know, we're going to then obviously provide you that workout for that day and then take our stuff and be on our way and come back for the next workout and get you on your next workout. So it's, you know, it's very, very, very obsessively detailed, right? Like, I'm an OCD guy.
Yeah.
We make sure we provide ourselves with excellent customer service. Our net promoter scores never drop below a 90 in the history of our company. I don't know if a lot of the viewers are familiar with the net promoter score, but The NPS score is a score rated by the consumer. Anything over 51-50 is considered like world class. One of the top scores out there is Ritz-Carlton at like a 74. We have literally never dropped below a 90 in the history of the company. So we really, you know, pride ourselves in providing not just, you know, convenience, but great customer service. It's very, very important to us.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So if, so you have rack, like you'll set up a rack and everything for bench presses and stuff like that?
So with bench presses, we're usually doing dumbbells or, you know, we're not doing, you know, no one is a gym guy's client benching 500 pounds, you know? Yeah. So some of the facilities we do work in have obviously that equipment there, but they, you know, we have, you know, obviously experienced certified personal trainers. So they could be doing dumbbell presses. They can be doing straight bar presses, supersetting with dumbbell presses. They could be throwing in pushups in there. Like, trust me when I tell you, you put up any tough, heavy, strong individual, they'll go through a gym guy's workout. Oh, they're going to be worked, let me tell you. Cool. And they'll be fatigued and they will be blown away how challenging and also how rewarding it is at the same time.
Yeah. Now, folks listening to this show, they're all over the world. Where do you service?
So we service the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom.
Okay. Yep. And you're like in a lot of the big cities, or how hard is it to find you guys?
The majority of the big cities, pretty much from coast to coast.
Yeah, cool. All right. Yeah, I was curious about that. What about your personal routine? Because I know a lot of people are interested in that, right?
Yeah, my personal routine hasn't changed since I'm 16 years old. Never changed, ever. I am literally so dialed in, I can't be touched. I'm the greatest in the world. That's what I believe. I believe I'm unstoppable. You should believe the same thing. Everyone should believe the same thing. But I literally take the same step at the same set at the same time every single day, and I never miss. I don't get sick. I don't believe in sickness. Just not for me. I'm just on a different level when it comes to being mentally tough. And my routine doesn't change. I'm up every day at 3:29, no matter what. Some days I do get up earlier. Like last week, I got up at 1:25 because I had a call in the UK. They're 5 hours ahead at 7:30 a.m. call, so I had a 2:30 call. But I'm up every day at 3:29, like clockwork. First thing I do, I literally go right into my ice bath. I've been doing this since I'm literally 16, 17 years old. 27 degrees, I go right in for 3 minutes. I come out, you know, wash up, you know, eat a little bit something, get my workout in, work out. Depending on the day, I'm either doing, you know, some type of intense cardio followed by a sauna. Or if I'm not doing a sauna that day, I'm just, you know, doing my cardio. And then I'm coming back home, getting ready. I'm at my my building usually around 7 to 7:15 in the morning and, you know, cranking away and, you know, putting in about 16, 17 hours a day and do it all over the next day.
So where did the self-discipline come from? You said it was since the time you were 16. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people listening like, well, I don't have that inherently. How do I develop it? Or how can I at least change my identity and my mindset to have that?
You have to want it. It's very simple. You know, I used to do crazy things. Here's the bottom line. Look, normal doesn't work. If you're normal, it's just never going to work. The only thing that does work is not normal, right? There's nothing about me that's not normal. And if you want to, you know, become successful and spend your time around successful people, they just move faster, talk faster, act faster. That's just a fact. Just a fact. But I've always wanted to be in shape. I always wanted to be like just out of control, like in incredible shape. And I used to I think about what I used to do back in the day. I used to get up literally when I had nothing to do all day and I would bike almost 4 miles to the gym every day at the crack of dawn. Like, so I've been doing this like my whole life. And when I believe I'm number one, that's what I believe. And I always believe I'm number one. No one's better than me. That's what I believe. So I've always had this this game I always play with myself that I have to be number one everywhere. Like even in school back in the day, I had to be number one to go out to recess. I had to be number one to get to lunch. Like, so when I get to work out, I have to be number one to be there. Like no one could be there before me. Before I got a sauna in my home, I used to play this game with myself that when I was in there, I couldn't leave until I was the last person standing. So if someone came in, and sometimes I was dying in there, I'd be like, sir, how much time do you have left? I once literally made this guy step outside for 1 second so that I could leave because I wouldn't leave. That's the level of what it takes. Like if you want to achieve great things, you have to be on a whole nother level of a mindset. Like just a mindset that is just to most people, some people might even be listening and be like, man, this guy's crazy. And you're damn right. I am crazy. There's nothing normal about me. But like I said, normal doesn't work. And if you cannot get comfortable being uncomfortable and putting yourself through pain every day, like suffering, you're not going to go anywhere in life. Because trust me when I tell you, the easy way will never pay you well. It's never going to happen. The only way that pays is the hard way. And if you think it's going to be hard to do what you want to do, it's going to be a lot harder than you think it's going to be. Try like 700,000 times harder. It's a very painful experience. And when you put yourself through challenging moments and suffering times and do that on a consistent basis, like people work out, I work out. Like my sprints alone would put you probably in a hospital. Like I do things that probably 99.9% of people would not do, just want to do it. But I do that because that's what makes me unstoppable. And that's what gives me that edge. And that's what I believe.
Let me ask, how does this permeate your business, like down to the personal trainer and even to your clients? Because now I'm wondering, man, people listening to this is like, holy shit, this guy, like, you know, if you're in the top 0.001%, man, how do I get to at least the 1%? You know, a lot of people are floundering, right? How does that permeate the culture and how do you get people motivated? Yeah.
Good leaders will always create other good leaders. I was just giving this example a couple of weeks ago. I went to this doctor because I was trying to find a new doctor, right? I had to get some, I want to get my blood drawn. And, you know, I was wearing a hoodie. He couldn't tell, I guess, I was in shape. And he's telling me about how important it is to be in shape. This guy's belly was so far out that he couldn't probably even see his feet. Now, does that make any sense to you that someone like that is trying to preach how important it is to work out and you look like
that? Oh, man, you're preaching to the choir when it comes to doctors. Holy shit, yeah.
So that makes zero sense, okay? That makes zero sense. If you want to be a good leader, you better walk it and you better talk it. I'm the first one in and I'm the last one out every single day. I always eat last. Everyone eats before me. Okay. I go above and beyond because I'm a leader and that's what I do. And if you want to be a good leader, you better be a good leader. If you can't motivate and inspire your team and get them fired up and get them to keep moving and stay driven because you think it's all sunshine and rainbows, there is so much pain involved in growing a brand. I'm not talking about a business. Like this is we built a brand. Like when you're growing a brand, there is so much involved. If you are not on top of your game, you're not going to win.
The most value that I got from this was the fact that I had someone that I could talk to about anything and that there was going to be no judgment. It was just, well, here are your goals. Here's the best way that you're going to achieve it. And then let's work together to help you feel inspired and motivated to do that. And there's a lot of people out there trying to be coaches and not all of them have done the work. And also just be a genuine person that is positive and coming from the heart in terms of wanting to help. And Philip really embodied all of those qualities. I would recommend him to just about anyone that's looking to achieve goals in that realm of their nutrition and building new habits.
People who do your workouts, do they get this kind of intensity?
Not everybody, you know, not everybody obviously knows me, but you know, so look, some of my original clients that I used to train, I haven't trained in over a decade, are still trained to this day. But you know, look, I am on another level. If you can be 50% of what I am, you're going to be in a very, very good position. But you know, people say, oh, it's not possible. Listen, let me tell you something. If just by you saying that, it's not possible.
Exactly.
I tell you, anything is possible. You can do whatever the hell you want to do as long as you put your mind to it and you believe.
Yeah.
Your belief must be so strong that it overpowers everyone else. Because the problem is, most of you people are listening to people like, it could even be your own mother or father giving you advice when they haven't done what you're trying to do. So why are you taking advice from someone who hasn't done what you're trying to do? It doesn't work. Sometimes that could be the worst advice ever. You have to be the believer because when I started this, you know how many people laughed in my face? I could sit here for hours telling you. You know how many trainers I went through before I kept one longer than 3 months? Over 60. All you people listening, guarantee we do a quit after the 10th one, maybe after the 5th one. Because the majority of people are weak and soft and fold like cheap chairs and quit. And the next day could be the day that changes everything, but you give up. It's very simple. If you want to win, it's a game. You got to play the game. And the one who plays the game longer and stays in the game is one who's always going to win. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard something yesterday on, I don't know if it was on Impact Theory or whatever. The guy said, you know, if you can't, you must. Kind of came to mind when you said that, right? Like, if you think you can and you say it, of course, you're not going to be able to do it. But anything you can, if you play the game. So, man, again, you're intense. You're an intense guy. I'm sure you get this a lot. And I don't know, you know, everybody likes different communication styles and personalities. So I'm just trying to kind of keep with you on that level. Tell us a little more on the practical side, because the people listening, I mean, I'm sure there's entrepreneurs out there, and I know you've got a big franchise model and everything, but this is more for, you know, people just trying to improve their fitness, trying to lift, trying to eat better, all that. A little more nuts and bolts about kind of your routine, or what do you think works well for most people when you think about your client base and what you guys recommend through Gym Guys? Maybe starting with nutrition.
Yeah, look, if someone's trying to achieve a goal, you got to just do it, right? Everyone's waiting for like this perfect moment. And like your fitness is what I believe the anchor to everything in your life, right? Like you can be very successful and have all the money in the world and be a fat animal. You're not successful. Okay. You could be, you know, in shape, have all the money in the world and have horrible relationships. You're not successful. Like you need to have all three of those components. You need to be able to have money to be, you know, to have that success, have great relationships and be in shape. Because let me tell you something. I've seen people, you know, driving around in Ferraris and they come out and they look horrible. Like I wouldn't trade my life with them for anything. Like I don't care. Like I just wouldn't. Like you got to have all three of those variables. But look, it's very simple. Like people overcomplicate this crap. You know, eat protein every meal, right? Have a carbohydrate, balance it out, have a color, have a vegetable. Like people think you need to eat like that all the time. It's called the 80-20 rule. You want to even get crazy, go 70-30. You're still going to look better than everybody else. Yep. But like tonight I'm going out to dinner. I'm going to have my well-done chicken parm. I'll have probably three baskets of bread. I'll have my rigatoni alla vodka. Dude, I eat like this all the time. But is it every day? No. But I do it pretty much weekly. And I'm ripped. I got a six pack. I'm in great shape. I'm in tip top shape. It's about balance, right? Like people, like when you think you have to eat salads every single meal and starve yourself. Like, look, fasting, there is some very good, you know, components to fasting. I do it myself. But the bottom line is like, it's just about consistency and being disciplined. That's the problem. You know, if you want to start slow, right? Just start with some small steps. Like just move your body. Start getting like 10,000 steps a day to start. That's not hard to do. Make sure every meal, like, look, if I'm going to have like a pizza because I want a pizza, I would never have it for a meal. It'd have to be after a meal, like, because all my meals are always protein. Same rules apply. If you're going to have a cheat meal and you want to go crazy, make sure it's protein. Make sure it's like a chicken dish or it's a steak dish or it's got to be protein. Don't just get like a pasta dish. Make sure there's chicken in there. Make sure there's steak in there. That's the rule of thumb.
Yep.
And nutrition is very important. Also, make sure you hydrate, right? Like I drink this water every single day. But people also make another mistake. Water does not hydrate you. Water with Himalayan salt or Celtic salt.
Electrolytes, yeah.
You take salt. Like I have salt in there right now. You sprinkle a little salt in there. My salt container. I don't know if everyone's seen this video, but literally I take a pinch of that every single day and I pop it right into my water because that's what really hydrates you. But these are things you learn over time. But if you want to become a better individual, move your body every day and start with that. And trust me, you want to be successful in life. Well, let me tell you something. Working out is what's going to give you that discipline because what really defines you as a person is how disciplined you are. Because people are getting ready to have these nonsense New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions are the biggest joke in the world, to be honest with you. You want to have a resolution? Fine, but you should be having them all the time. Quarterly, monthly, weekly. Not just once a year, because New Year's resolutions die all the time. It's about setting those goals, and you got to do it when you don't want to do it, and you got to act like you love it.
Man, there's a lot of good stuff in there, and I would say I agree with 100% of it, especially the, you know, the flexible dieting we talk about all the time, and you mentioned 80-20, 70-30. I mean, the average American is like 30-70, you know, the other direction, like 70% processed foods, right? And starting with one small step, you know, working out, giving you discipline. You know, we talk about that too all the time. Just whatever it is, the commitment that it takes to do that and the fact that you're controlling how your body is changing, right? And you're putting something hard on yourself and seeing it change, you know, your muscles and so on, leads to discipline in other areas. So what I'm wondering about, you mentioned fitness is a non-negotiable. You need it. It unlocks everything else. You wouldn't want a lot of money if you're not going to live long and you're going to be, you know, fat. You wouldn't want terrible relationships, but with a lot of money. So how do you, what is the balance between those? And I hate to use that word because sometimes it really is not so much balance as you're just going after it all the time and it changes. But what's your thought on that?
It's very simple, right? You need to do all of it, right? It's look, first of all, there's no such thing as balance, but to like equal them all out. Look, I'll give you an example. I was having this conversation with someone the other day. Okay. You know that ice cream thing, that Ninja Creamy?
Ninja Creamy. I don't know that, man.
Okay. So. This is a really good cheat code here, okay?
Okay.
You could pretty much make ice cream. You make ice cream in this Ninja Creamy, okay? You can get like a protein shake, pour it in there, put like some...
This is an appliance, Ninja Creamy. Okay, got it, yeah.
Just to give you like when you talk about like making changes.
Yep.
You could pour it in there, freeze it overnight, then unfreeze it. You mix it in a sting. You could put like an Oreo or two in there, let's say. The thing's probably 300 calories, okay? For like, I'm talking like a nice size. You get that same size of like a Haagen-Dazs, that's probably like 2,700 calories. That's a small change. You like hamburgers? So do I, okay? Go to McDonald's, get a hamburger, or come to my grill and get a hamburger, right? You can still have it on a bun. You can still have the same hamburger. You still have the same cheese. It's not saturated in butter. You can make different choices. You can put some healthy vegetables on there. It's about making small changes that your food can still taste amazing and you can enjoy it. So that's how you kind of balance that area. On a fitness, it's a non-negotiable. You know, like, go, why don't you just take your clothes off and stare at yourself and tell me if you like how the way you look? Because I love the way I look when I'm naked, and you should love the way you look. But how do you do that? By exercising. It's how you represent yourself. Like when I walk in a room, I demand presence. I don't even say a word. It's just the way I look. It's the energy that comes from me. It's my confidence. That's because I know I'm the greatest and I know I'm number one. But that's because I take care of myself. That's because I you could see my muscles through my shirt. It's your calling card. So you better do that, because that's another way to really, really not just, you know, control situations, but get respect. And when you get respect and you have that confidence, people want to work with you. And the last part, relationships, man, look, it's everything. If you don't build relationships, you're never going to win. It's the key to everything. It's the way to open up every single door. You have to be able to build great relationships. And when you can really balance all those out and make all those work, great things are going to happen for you in your life. Now, do you think I like to work out every day? You think I really like waking up every day at 3:29 in the morning? Really ask yourself, you really think? No, never. I hate it. I don't like it every day. You think I like jumping in my ice bath? Believe it or not, honest truth, it scares me every single morning I go in it. Every single morning I have the same feeling, especially now. I live in New York. It's freezing. So I go in my garage. It's like in the 20s and I'm jumping in a 27 degree ice bath. But you know what I think? I say to myself, no one's going to do shit like this. No one does what I do. That's why I am who I am. I'm unstoppable. And I jump right in. And it's 3 minutes of my day. 3 minutes. And after you do it over and over and over and over again, it's like anything else. It's easy.
Yeah. You don't even think about it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the thing about walking into a room and commanding attention, I think that could apply to anyone listening. And I've seen it with folks who are just going from never working out to working out 2 weeks later, bigger posture, all of a sudden more confident. You know, physically not much has changed, but they are standing taller. And I think that's a great visual, because, you know, somebody listening might be 60, training for the first time, have a lot of weight to lose. You know, they know they're not going to look a certain way, like as if they were 30 in a few months. But relative to where they are now, man, it makes a huge difference in everything else, right? It just it massively ramps up that confidence to do the other things. And like you said, hard things become easier and easier, even though you don't look forward to them, you still do them because you know the result you get.
Yep.
Cool. So what's your opinion on the fitness industry overall? You know, we've got so many fitfluencers now on social media. We've got a lot of different programs, recommendations, people talking about, you know, all the fad diets, all that stuff. Like, I'm just curious about your opinion on that.
I think you need to follow and pay attention to people who actually look the part. That's what I think. That's number one, right? You shouldn't be training with someone if you don't want to look like them, right? Now, then again, it depends. Like, you know, I have some trainers on my team who lost hundreds of pounds. Like, that's different, but it's all like, you got to align with what you want to align with, right? And you got to make sure you do the research and you understand. What do I think about the fitness industry? I think there's a lot of fitness fads out there. You know, the majority of treadmills become amazing clothing racks. A lot of these technology pieces of equipment no one uses. People are naturally procrastinators. They don't turn it on. We live in a world of convenience. You know, AI is never replacing fitness. Like, when people say that, I laugh. Like, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, you need to move. No one's going to be moving for you. The only one who moves is yourself. And if you think some pair of goggles or something's going to change your life, it's not. You got to work out, right? Like, sometimes, you know, look, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Like, people are trying to reinvent like the basics of like working out and exercise. Sometimes sticking to the basics is all you need to do to get great results. It's really not that. It's like, this is not rocket science. It's pretty simple, you know? But, you know, I just think there's a lot of people talking out there. And, you know, again, look, like, the work always has to come before the prize. You know, a lot of people are out there and they're trying to like promote something or say something and they've never actually done anything. So just make sure, you know, you're paying attention to the right people and listening to the right people, because that's very, very important.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I asked, because that some people find that a difficult thing to do, to kind of separate that from the noise. And when you say look the part, just to clarify, and like you said, some of your trainers, they may have lost hundreds of pounds. And if you just looked at them, you'd say, well, maybe they're not the fittest person I've ever seen. But actually, in relative terms, they've made a huge improvement. So 100%. That's maybe where some of the confusion is. Because then there's also like bodybuilders who may not be very good coaches. You know? Yeah. So how do you separate that?
You just got to really be smart and do the research. If you don't do the research and you don't understand the background, then it's not going to work, right? So you got to really make sure you do the research. It's very important before you start jumping to conclusions or say, all right, this person is great for me or not. Like, you got to really figure it out.
Yeah. What about the future of your industry, right? The gap that you fill, where are things going?
Yeah, look, it's very simple. I'm not just saying this being biased. I'm being very real. Like, we're going to keep winning because we're not a fad. It's a lifestyle, what we do. And at the end of the day, look at the world we live in, right? I'm sure everyone on here has ordered off Amazon a minute ago, an hour ago, a week ago. Chances are you're a Prime member. If you're not, I'd probably pass out. That's not going anywhere. And true stat, 90% of people that have a gym membership don't even go, right? If you look at some of the most successful gym models out there, they're based on you not going, because who's going to cancel a gym membership for $5, $10 a month? So at the end of the day, this is why we're going to keep winning. And, I think the people who are obviously, continue to focus on, what we're doing are going to be the ones who keep winning.
Cool, man. I mean, we covered a lot of different things, but I do always like to ask, is there something you wanted me to ask or a specific thing you wanted to get into that we hadn't already?
You didn't ask me how I'm so handsome, but I'm good, man. I think we covered a lot.
All right, man. Cool. Well, where can listeners find more about you and your work?
Yeah, you can just, go online. You can visit gymguys.com, to learn more about our service or maybe interest in a franchise. Just so you know, we do not sell franchises. We award them. Just make that very clear. We look for the right people. People who are rock stars. If you want to find out more about me, you just type in Josh York and I'll pop up pretty much everywhere. And that's it.
All right, man. I'll add those in the show notes for sure so people can find you. Really thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Wits and Weights. If you found value in today's episode and know someone else who's looking to level up their wits or weights, please take a moment to share this episode with them. And make sure to hit the follow button in your podcast platform right now to catch the next episode. Until then, stay strong. Hey, before you go, I want to let you know about a free resource I have. They are free guides on everything from fat loss to eating out to building muscle to managing hunger to figuring out the best macros for you and more being added all the time. You want to get the most out of these podcasts and your time to look and feel your best, and these free guides will give you a quick and easy way to know what to do. If you want to get your hands on these completely free guides, you can head over to witsandweights.com/free. That's witsandweights.com/free to get your free guides and level up your results today.